Five centuries ago, in taverns and public houses across Europe, the masses would gather for discussion and debate over the latest ideas sweeping the land. From one such meeting place, a small Cambridge inn called the White Horse, the Reformation came to the English-speaking world. Carrying on the tradition, welcome to the White Horse Inn.
Let me tell you first of all how things got started. A number of us, crazy people, both Lutheran and Reformed, were sitting in a room one day talking about the importance of a new Reformation. How could we possibly get a sustained message out there? Now, not many of our churches take radio and TV seriously, but we concluded that it was the best way of reaching the widest number of people. It wasn't the end, but a means of getting people to take the great truths of Scripture a bit more seriously. That didn't mean we wanted them to take us seriously. So from the start, we built into the thing a certain lightheartedness, not only poking fun at the evangelical movement generally, but at ourselves, and Rod Rosenblatt in particular. After all, to whom else did J.I. Packer once declare, "Rod, you not only possess Luther's theology, you embody the very man." We really had no idea how a theological talk show would work, or whether it would be at all received. So we went on the very worst of times available on radio. It worked so well that we stayed on in those terrible, horrible spots all across the country. The White Horse Inn is committed to applying the insights of the Protestant Reformation to contemporary church life. The ministry of word and sacrament belong to the church, not to radio programs or parachurch ministries. So we've always encouraged people not to view us as their surrogate church. Instead, we see ourselves as servants of those churches out there that seek to bring the bread of life to the people who are entrusted to their care. Furthermore, it's not as if the White Horse Inn can be trusted to take you where only a church can. We're not here to provide a balanced diet or genuine Christian community and fellowship. Our purpose is to acquaint people with the most important and central truths of the Christian faith that we really do believe are being lost to a whole generation of churchgoers in America. As we pray for our pastors and encourage them in their faithfulness to proclaim the law and the gospel with clarity and conviction each Sunday, we will, no doubt, see light shining in the darkness once again. Now, some people wonder why we're so brash in our approach. I wish I had a dollar for every time someone came up to me at a conference or a service and said, "You're not at all how I expected you to be." I'm never sure exactly what that means. Maybe it's because I always travel with my pet chinchillas, but the more likely answer is that the White Horse Inn is simply a different forum. In a church or a conference setting, people are there because they want to grow. That's often true of our listeners, too, but I think a lot of people who listen to the White Horse Inn are hearing the Reformation faith for the first time. Reared in evangelical pietism, their first inclinations are either to turn us off or to simply staple this new teaching to the patchwork quilt of everything else they believe. It's a smorgasbord religious atmosphere these days, and if we don't make it clear where truth differs from contemporary errors, a lot of folks simply take a little from each religious perspective. Radio's a type of medium that encourages frank and open debate, and we want to bring the Reformation message into that sort of forum, even though we might not be quite so, well, in your face in other settings. It's not a church. We don't want people to take what they believe or what we're saying, hook, line, and sinker, without thinking about the implications. That's why it's kind of frank and brash sometimes. Finally, many people wonder how we got our name. During the 1520s, when Erasmus was teaching students at Cambridge University such revolutionary Renaissance methods as actually going to the original Greek text of Scripture, these young hooligans would meet up at the White Horse Inn for discussions. Soon, Martin Luther's books were also smuggled in, and this circle of young students became the nucleus of the English Reformation. Before long, the tavern's name was used by church authorities in derision, for it was there where the subversive truths of the gospel made their appearance in the English-speaking world. Out of those beer and books meetings came the greatest recovery of the gospel since the time of the apostles. And eventually, those young students became the bishops, archbishops, professors, theologians, and priests of the Reformation. John Calvin's own mentor, Martin Bucer, and Reformed theologian Peter Martyr Vermilli accepted the invitation to whip Oxford into shape. They were great days as new hope dawned in a very weary and worldly Christendom. These rabble-rousing students, who had become the land's leading churchmen, eventually had to pay for their faithfulness to the gospel with their own lives when the Reformation was violently interrupted by the reign of Bloody Mary. Our goal's always been not merely to rest on their laurels, recalling the halcyon days of the 16th century, but to work toward a second Reformation. Like our brothers and sisters who met in that first White Horse Tavern, we want to gather each week to help smuggle truth back into the Christian church.
Folks, this is the fifth birthday of the White Horse Inn, and many of you out there probably thinking, one birthday too many.
Maybe five birthdays too many.
Let's see what Brad says in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Brad.
Yes, Mike, Ken, Rod, and, yeah. And
Ken.
I can't thank you, the Lord, enough for you guys. I know you're very funny, but I also know you're very serious about what's going on with the churches these days. And if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be in the First Orthodox Presbyterian Church now.
Oh, that's great.
I left a conservative Baptist denomination, and now I'm going to the First OPC here in Portland, Oregon.
All right.
Well, the Baptist on the panel here, Ken Jones, is
with all due respect to Rod.
Yeah, and Rod the Lutheran is excited.
Yeah.
Whatever they may say, Kim and I are really excited.
A lot of mixed emotions in the room here.
Thanks a lot for the call, Brad.
Yeah, I just finished reading your book, Beyond Culture Wars. That was excellent.
Oh, thanks a bunch.
You take care. God bless you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Mel in Gloucester City, New Jersey. Good evening.
Yes. Mike and Rob and Ken and Ken.
Yes.
Wesleyan, and was wondering, have you guys received invitations to go to Asbury Seminary?
Not lately.
Doubt that it'll happen.
No, I wanted to comment, you know, after listening to the show here, I realize how the tendency among evangelical circles is to blur the doctrine, just so that we can be unified.
Right. Have you ever... Really? We haven't noticed that.
In Western circles, I don't think we've really realized that, and those people's unity don't really speak to that issue, but...
Thanks a lot for the call,
Thanks
Mel.
Thanks for the call.
Good to talk to you. Let's talk to Robin in Haddon Township, New Jersey.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Oh, yeah, you sound like it. Listen, I just wanted to call up and say congratulations.
Thank you.
I've only been listening for a couple months, but you guys are a breath of fresh air, and I love the humor. Sometimes it gets there's this kind of weird male bonding thing, I think.
And we thought we hit it so well.
Yeah, actually, it's because of Rod's caring, nurturing.
All right.
There's something special about barking at the moon together.
We haven't gone out beating drums together yet, but...
Hug trees, though.
Yeah. Well, you're all wonderful, and it's a delightful show. And you know, I love the serious parts, but I love the funny parts, too.
Oh, that's
so,
great.
So, God bless you, and I wish you 50 more.
Thanks a lot, Robin. Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Pat in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Good grief, all you New Jerseyans. You are staying up far too late.
Get some sleep.
Yeah, you really need it. Pat, hello.
Yes, hi. Congratulations, everybody.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You know, I discovered the show through a friend of mine. We go to the same church that we preached the gospel, but we added legalism to it. And at the same time we were transforming into grace, that's when I discovered the show. So it was perfect timing
for
me and my friend.
Good.
Great.
So the tapes, we get your tapes and the books, and it's just been very enjoyable listening every Sunday evening.
Great.
And Rod's laughter in the background is just perfect. It's got that unique sound to it.
Actually, Pat, that's not really his voice. We actually have a laugh track.
A Rod laugh track.
Because his laugh is really not all that helpful, frankly.
But thank you very much, and it's been great listening.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Let's go to John in Butler, Pennsylvania.
I love to listen to your show because there's an awful lot that I agree with, and there's a lot that's refreshing. But at the same time, there's a lot that I disagree with, and I really, but it stimulates me a lot, you know?
Is it mainly the stuff that Ken Jones says that you disagree with?
You're perfectly free to disagree with any Baptist aspect of this show.
Suler in Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, congratulations. You guys are the best. And, I mean, well, Rod, if it wasn't for you, I know I wouldn't be a Lutheran.
Well, that's no saving grace.
Randy in Philadelphia, California. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I just want to let you know that not only have you been the cause of severe sleep deprivation, but you've caused me to become one of the very few black faces in the Orthodox Presbyterian.
Oh,
that's great. Great. That's great.
I really thank God for your program. Keep up the good work. Keep up the humor. Keep up the sharpness.
And, Randy, bring more of the brothers in, because we absolutely need to have a greater witness in that arena.
And he means bring them into the Reformed
absolutely.
Knowledge. Yeah, not most necessarily certainly. The Presbyterian Church.
I was actually equating the two. But
yeah, okay. The true church.
Most certainly. And since I'm considering going on to Reformed Seminary in Orlando, when are you going to start broadcasting down there?
You know,
move is dependent upon... you guys broadcasting.
Well, we have talked about it, and there are some people down there, especially at the seminary, who are eager to do that and get us on down there. So, you know, when you get down there, talk to them.
Hey, hop to it.
All right, Randy.
All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot for the call. Bill in Washington, D.C., good evening.
Hey, this is Bill, and I just, when I heard that you were having your fifth year, and I tell you, I just had to call in and tell you, I think you guys are great. I listen all the time, and man, I tell you, I'm in awe that I got through.
Is this by any chance President Bill Clinton?
Well, hey, I didn't want to make a big fuss about it, but you know, it's me, and I tell you, you guys make me laugh more than anything. Well, I'm not quite sure what I believe, but I know, I know you're reform, and I'm for reform, and something coming. Now, Hillary doesn't listen much. She doesn't.
No kidding.
No, she, because, you know, you're all guys. You know what I mean? She gets her shorts in a wad over that. Doesn't like that. But I kind of sneak a transistor radio in there, and we hear you broadcast somehow. I don't know how, but I just think you guys are great. Rod, I want you to know you're a father figure to me, and, which is a real sick thought.
Well, we are delighted that you called in. We're delighted that someone of your personage would actually take time out to listen and to call in. Thank you, Mr. President, for calling.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Carl and Whittier, good evening.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for your program. On the one hand, I've lost all my friends.
Oh gosh.
Sounds familiar.
But on the other hand, though, no, it's really...
So is Ken. But for other reasons.
And I'm attending a Presbyterian church in America, and I've gotten a chance to talk to Kim a lot out there, and I
really
appreciate his help and his pastoral care, and it's really helped, you know, tremendously. I mean, I came from Roman Catholic background, and I felt like I was back in Rome, and now I thank God that I'm in Geneva. So.
Good. Wow, good. Right. Great.
So thank
good.
You guys, and God bless
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for the call, Carl. Alrighty. Let's go to Jeff in Corona, California. Good evening, Jeff.
Hi, I was calling with an encouraging word from a Catholic perspective.
Yep.
I went to the debate over in Pasadena. I really appreciated your lightheartedness, your charitable scholarship, and when focusing upon difficult issues. So I appreciate that.
Gosh, Jeff, thanks a bunch. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, that's great. Great call. Thanks.
Let's go to Mike in Terminal Island.
Yeah, is this the right program? Is this the program where there's a three saved guys and a Lutheran?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
You got
that's
the right
our
place.
Guy. That's our guy. First of all, folks, you have to know that an entire prison, a major prison in California, has been brought into the Reformation. There, people are actually in other prisons are saying, "Oh, that's the Reform prison." Reform takes on a different meaning.
You guys do such a great job. I want everybody that does listen to the program and all the innkeepers just to let everybody know that you guys do a great work in here for us and have been so helpful in doing everything of supplying us with resources and materials to bring it all about, and we are just real thankful for that.
Mike, you
thanks,
guys
Mike.
You guys yeah. Do a great job. God has really used you and all the folks there at Terminal Island. It is really a delight to get to know you guys. Pat in Virginia Beach. Good evening, Pat.
Amen. This is Pat. Is this Mike?
Is this Pat Robertson?
It sure is, Michael. How are you?
Great, but yeah, it's I'm frankly a little shocked that you're calling in, but glad that you are.
I believe that we need to build a bridge of across that chasm of differences. And if you'll join me right now, you can join the 700 Club half price.
Do you throw the vitamins in with that these days?
I'm going to throw in the Pat Robertson vitamins. One pill weighs 9 pounds. It's the
You know. By the way, Rod has a healing testimony. He'd love to come on the 700 Club and share his healing testimony with you.
Pat, what are you doing now that hurricane season's over?
Well, we're waiting for the next one. I'm waiting right here out on the porch looking. I think there's one on the horizon just nearby. You never can be too vigilant.
Well, you know, it is really a delight to have you calling in, Pat. And anytime, you just feel free to call us on the White Horse Inn.
I can't think of anything else to say.
Well, Pat.
Well, let Ben say it.
Yeah.
Ben is not here. Amazingly, he's out. He's in the hurricane watching the boat. We've actually gone off the coast to actually find a hurricane. It's amazing how hard the wind blows, isn't it?
Well, Pat, it's really been great having you on, but we really do have to go to another caller. Joel in Houston, Texas, good evening.
Hey, happy birthday, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch.
I've been listening to you guys for about a year. My brother and I actually have started listening to you. And he lived in Ohio for a while and would send me tapes in Indiana. Now that I moved to Texas, now that you're off in Ohio, I have to send him tapes. So at least we've got one person in touch. And as a Missouri Synod Lutheran, Rod, you are really my dad, more ways than one.
That's great.
And I know you don't have time for wind beneath my wings, so.
He doesn't have any wind under his wings. He's got wind.
Thanks a lot for the call, Joel.
You bet.
Good talking to you. Let's go to Jim in Colorado Springs. Jim in Colorado Springs.
Hold on, folks. You're holding for Jim Dobson, is that correct?
Yes. Good grief, this is quite an evening
for us.
Well,
this is an honor.
Well, I'll be very very upfront with you. I was afraid that if I gave my full last name, I wouldn't get on the air. Because, as I recall, and I've been told, maybe I've just been poked fun at a little bit on the show.
Not from here.
No.
Well, I'm not too sure. I don't know if I buy that.
Well, now that you're on, is there ever a good time for corporal punishment of children?
Well, there comes a time, Mike, when I think someone should just take a child over the knee and give him a good whipping. Now, apparently that never happened to you. Because heaven knows, I'd like to come into that studio and give you a whipping. You're what I call this strong-willed child. And I think by now it would take a 2x4.
Well, Dr. Dobbs, thanks so much for daring to discipline on the White Horse Inn tonight.
That's just what it takes. And keep working, gentlemen. You all sound like you're struggling with puberty. But Rod's made it through, I think.
He's just beginning to shave. Dr. Dobson, by the way, would you stay on for just a second? We were talking about this during the break. We need to make a crank phone call to the president of Westminster Seminary in California, Robert Godfrey. He's been on our show a few times. He's a good friend of all of ours. Is that okay if you stay on?
I'll have to ask Shirley. We seldom make a decision like this without just consulting.
Sure. Well,
it's been that way since courtship. And,
well,
have I ever told you that story?
But we really don't have time for it. Shane right now is calling. We have it queued up.
Not enough time. Boy, I'm familiar with that.
Are we queued up? Shane is.
What's the fella's name again?
Dr. Robert Godfrey.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is this Robert Godfrey?
Yes, it is.
We have a special visitor who would like to ask you a couple questions. Doctor, would you dare to discipline a little bit with Dr. Robert Godfrey? Dr. Dobson?
He's gone.
Is he gone?
No, he can't be. Dr. Dobson, are you there?
Shirley must have said no.
Professor Godfrey, we want to know how things are going with you these days.
They were going just marvelously up until this very moment.
Do you realize that you're on the White Horse Inn live? That might be a good thing to say up front before we go any further.
Somehow I had suspected that. I think maybe it was a word of knowledge.
Well, thank you, Dr. Godfrey, for allowing us to call you at this late hour, because, of course, it was entirely involuntary on your part.
That's true, but it's always delightful to hear that you guys continue to find listeners.
let's talk to, how about Gene in Los Angeles.
Who is this?
Mike Horton, the White Horse Inn.
Why are you calling me?
Well,
I gotcha. I called you.
Is this Gene Scott?
Yes, it is. Who else would call?
Hey, Gene, how are the cigars? What are you smoking these days? Anything legal?
Something from Havana. Why? What do you want to know? You couldn't smoke one. You turn green.
Can you give us some fundraising suggestions? What is in these days?
357 or a sawed-off shotgun.
Well, actually, Rod has those in the back of his car.
I like Rod. Rod ought to come down to my church. Stand outside a bank and say, give it all right now to God.
Some would say that's the more aggressive method.
It's aggressive, all right.
But it brings it in, does it?
Amen. If it brings it in, I say it does the job.
Well,
you're sounding more like Yosemite Sam by the second.
Gene, it's really been a great pleasure having you on the program tonight. It's just, this has been really a star-studded evening. People calling in, it's terrific. Who knows who else will be calling in tonight? Let's go to Jack in North Hollywood. Jack, are you there?
Yes. Is this Mike Horton?
Yeah, it is.
This is Jack Nicholson. How you doing?
Hey.
Whoa.
Fine, Jack. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Just get my theology straight, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's terrific.
And every Sunday night I tune in.
You mean to our show?
Oh, absolutely.
You're kidding.
What are you
Who
doing?
Else do you think I tune in to,
What are you doing? There's a Laker game on.
Let's see.
I've seen the transistor. He's got headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've seen me down there at courtside, have you?
Yeah, I've seen
you. Got that little earphone in.
Jack, you know, one thing that we were wondering is, I mean, this is amazing that you're calling in, because a few weeks ago, as we were driving around in the car, we were thinking about writing a Luther movie, a new life of Luther. Would you, by any chance, now I know it's sort of public, it's on the air and everything, but would you, by any chance, play Luther?
Absolutely.
If this isn't asking too much, could you give us a little audition? How would you, like, do Luther at the Diet of Worms or something? Give us a little...
Luther at the Diet of Worms. I'll have another beer, please.
Okay, well, that is one of Luther's repeated phrases.
You know, this Luther sounds like a good fella. Sounds like my kind of man.
He was a man's man. He really was.
Well, there you go. I gotta play Luther anytime.
Well, Jack, it's been terrific having you on the White Horse Inn. We really appreciated your call.
Well, I tell you, it's been a long time, but I finally got the courage, made the call, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, it's delightful. Let's go to let's take one more caller till we take our next break. How about Rudy in Laguna Niguel, California?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to just say thanks for your show. What a blessing it's been to so many people down here.
Good.
Even though I've lost a lot of my friends.
Everybody's saying that.
I keep hearing that over and over and over again.
Sean in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Good evening.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
All right. Good morning. You New Jerseyans are calling in like clusters tonight.
that's what I keep hearing. I started listening about a year ago, and I've only been a Christian about 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
And... the first several churches that I went through were all either very legalistic or they reduced the law down to morality, such as not smoking.
Yep.
Or I even heard last week from a friend of mine that even drinking too many cups of coffee.
Oh, goodness.
And, grief.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodness.
And I teach a lot of teenagers, and it's amazing how these kids, it's sad, and I should say, to see these kids just not being taught how to think about their faith.
Yep.
But too much coffee is not a good thing for kids.
Yeah. And thanks to you, I've been reading up on you know, I just went out and bought commentaries from Charles Hodge.
All right.
And,
good for you. Good for you.
He drank a lot of coffee.
Yeah, right, exactly.
A lot of coffee. I mean, he burned the Mid-Idol.
Well, I'm surprised I got through with all these other celebrities calling.
Notables, aren't they? It's an amazing night.
Yeah,
you never know who's listening out there. Sean, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Jody in Manhattan, New York. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, how are you guys?
All right.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You guys crack me up. And not only that, but Sorry, Ken. I'm another Presbyterian.
All right.
Yeah. More or no less from the city of Manhattan.
All right.
I'm a fairly new Christian, and my husband and I, we think you're doing a fabulous job, and we just... We're so blessed to have you. Wait, hold on, John. My husband wants to say something.
All righty.
Okay? Oh, by the way, I'm a huge groupie of Shane's. You're great, man.
Oh, my.
That's three strikes.
That's three people now.
You know, I just want to thank Kim. Every time I call, right, when I call White Horse in, I have a really tough theological question, and I'll start asking the secretary, whoever answers the phone. That's all I hear is, Kim! Kim!
Well, that's so, because all of the other staff people are Christian Science. And,
yeah, did you do the windows there, too?
Well, thanks. Thanks, well, John.
You know, guys, thanks a lot. Like, I'm a recovering Arminian. And, I'm almost out, you know?
Good.
Thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you guys. Let's talk to Lily in the Bronx.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Lily.
Congratulations, or should I say blessed birthday.
Thanks.
You guys are really down to earth. You are truly a reflection of God's character. Now I know God has a sense of humor.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Truly musical instruments in his hands. He plays you well.
Oh,
thank
Lily,
you.
Thanks
thank
a bunch.
Very, very
That means an awful lot. And we really appreciate you guys on the East Coast staying up this
that's
late.
That's real sacrifice.
Yes, it is.
Listen to the program.
The White Horse Inn is a listener-supported broadcast. For more information about supporting our efforts, give us a call at 1-800-890-7556. That's 1-800-890-7556. You can also visit us online at whitehorseinn.org. That's whitehorseinn.org.